della luna mezzo mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio a cutterare, mamma mia pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a olo, io te va, io te viene sempre a calare dal manedene. Ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia mia. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, la 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 la.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente. Zuma zuma bacala. Welcome to Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. And of course, feel free to call in. Have any questions? It's a big week again, as every week is. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Progressive Radio Network at a time when you only get fake news. This is the real news network. And of course, Trends in the News is the only place where you get history before it happens. The real news, real trends. No agenda, only the truth in trends. That's our objective. So, of course, there's a lot going on, as there is every day, it seems. Woof! Who could have ever believed this? Of course, there's a lot of talk on the Trump talk and on 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 and on. So I'm not going to talk too much Trump talk today. I'd like to talk about other issues that affect us. And of course, if you have any questions, any insights, any observations, feel free to call PRN 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. And I would truly suggest you consider subscribing to our Trends Journal. You get a Trends Journal, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News, broadcast each weekday night to keep you on top of the trends and ahead of the news. Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts, on and on and on and on. Of course, conferences. We're going to have one in Ireland coming up. You go to our website, or www.trendsconferences.com to learn more about this unique, exciting conference coming up. On to the economic news. Whew. You know, I've been doing this since 1980. I've been around a long time. And I've never seen a play like we're seeing right now. Very important. You know, the markets are still, you know, the Dow is still over 20,000, 20,062, down a little bit today. NASDAQ back up. Gold. Gold's up now over $7 at 1243. Very important. And so is Bitcoin. This is a gold and Bitcoin time. So I said, I've been doing this work a lot of years. You know, it's 1980. And something new is going on. You know, back in the old days, not too long ago, when you had a strong equity market, and a strong dollar, and strong economic growth, that would push gold prices lower. And we already saw that. Right after the election in November, poof, gold went down because the dollar got stronger. And the dollar's lost some of its value, but not that much, considering the weakness of other currencies, particularly the yuan, the Chinese currency. As a matter of fact, just last year, Beijing forced companies to scrap over $75 billion in foreign transactions because they wanted to stop the currency outflows The yuan's declining. It's down over 6% against the dollar. It's had its worst performance since 1994. They're not bringing it down purposely, as Trump is saying. They're doing everything they can to stop the outflows. They're burning through their reserve currencies. As a matter of fact, their reserve currencies had its now down below the $3 trillion level. It's continuing to shrink. It just had its seventh consecutive month down. So they're burning through their cash trying to prop up their currency unsuccessfully. So what does that mean to gold? Well, Bitcoin's another one. And again, you know, this is a new game in town, Bitcoin's relatively. So we really don't know the long-term future of it. And we have to always be careful that countries trying to protect their currencies, their fiat currencies, are going to do anything they can to bring Bitcoin down if it threatens their currency. But yet, go back to China. Now remember, this is a country of 1.35 billion people. We don't even have the 0.35 here in the United States. We're at 0.32. 320 million people, they got 1,350 million people. So now these 1.35 billion people are watching their currency decline, and they're not stupid. So what are they doing to protect their currencies that they have that are becoming less of a value? They're buying bitcoins. The Bitcoin market's spiking up. It's back down to the early January high. That's despite China putting a fee on Bitcoin traders just a couple of weeks ago to stop what they called further curb market manipulation and extreme volatility. Yet we're seeing Bitcoin prices spike because the Chinese citizens are buying Bitcoins as a hedge against future yuan or renminbi devaluations. So all we're saying is watch out, look out, see what's going on around the world, and think for yourself. At the same time, gold prices are going up. But yet we have a very strong market in the United States, equity market. Hate Trump, love Trump, think nothing of Trump, makes no difference. The markets like what he's selling. And what he's selling is deregulation, tax breaks for the corporations and mostly the rich, and stimulus programs. Again, agree, disagree, not the issue. It's what is. But yet gold prices are going up. This isn't the way the game is usually played. There's other issues going on that are geopolitical as well as geoeconomic. So go back just a little week ago. Trends this week on Progressive Radio Network. What was I talking about? Well, how gold prices spiked some $15 an ounce. after one of Trump's new executive orders, and that was restricting immigration into the U.S. from 7 Muslim-majority countries. That's stupid. Yeah, that's going to stop them. Oh, yeah, that'll stop them, all right. Yeah, they're going to come over on flight 733 out of Heathrow into New York and blow the place up. I mean, come on, grow up. You want to do damage, it could happen. But anyway, gold prices spiked, the market went down. So we have geopolitical issues as well. And I want to talk about more of those. Do we have any calls coming in here? Hello? Okay. We have John, don't we, from Jersey?
Hi.
Hey there, John.
How are you?
Good. Who do we have, John, or who's on now?
I'm John.
Hey, John.
New Jersey. And I'm kind of getting an echo, so hold on 1 second.
You're on a...
Okay, how's that?
That's a little better.
I didn't want to talk about gold, even though I know it's important.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up here, John.
Oh, I don't know. I'll call back. Thank you.
Okay. We got Richard there?
Richard's here.
Hey, Richard.
Hey. Hitler or Hitlery? I went with Hitler. And now I'm reading the articles by Hedges and Giroux about how we're in an authoritarian state, the future's grim, 1984, and the resistance must rise up quickly or we're done. What's your prediction and take on that?
You know, I'm sorry, you're breaking up and I'm having trouble hearing these calls coming in. Maybe the folks over there at the PRN could fix this up a little bit. Maybe you could dial back in, all right, Richard? Let's see what's going on over here. They're going to see what they could do to fix this up. So if you guys could call back, both John and Richard from Richmond and John from Jersey, that'd be great. So they're going to see how they could fix this. I'm going to stay with this in the meantime, finishing up what I was talking about with the gold and why it's going up. So it's geopolitics and economics. So let's take a trip over there to Europe. And you just saw what happened over the past week with the guy that was leading the pack over there in France, Fillon. And all of a sudden, they came out with a report from La Canaille Enchaînée, the satirical newspaper over there, that Mr. Fillon was filling his family's pockets with nearly $1 million of taxpayers' dough for no-show jobs. Another little low-life freak like the rest of them. That's a big deal over there in France, you know. They do that all the time. In the United States, they do it in a different way. So now Marine Le Pen's party is taking the forefront in the race, and they're really freaking out over there. So, it's not only there, but in Italy, in the Netherlands, in Germany. One country after another, they've had it with the establishment. And then there's the problems. Now that Greek debt crisis is coming back. That's what's driving gold prices and much, much more. And I'll get back to that, but we have John from Jersey back on the line. Let's try it again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Is there an echo?
Nope.
Listen, I have to say it's an honor to speak to you. I've heard a number of your rants, Gary Noe and other shows, and you are so right on. I would follow you over any hill.
Thank you.
I have a tremendous pet peeve. It will not go away. To get to the bottom of 9/11, it is just such an unhealed wound that I cannot believe that people have just totally forgotten about it. The only time I hear it mentioned is when somebody has some kind of like event going on that they need you to send money to them. You know, it's just mind-boggling to me that they can get away with this.
Well, they get away with a lot of things. Let's look back. Let's look under Obama, who's going to be that transparent president that became so transparent you could see right through him.
You know what I call him? The origami president has it folded on just about everything.
Yep. So now, what happened when they came out with the 9/11 report? They redacted most of it. And they showed that, again, whether or not you believe it was an inside job, it was whatever it might be, the fact are these. Let's tie this thing together. I mentioned before about why gold prices went up with Trump's executive orders, and it ties into what you're saying. He puts out this order restricting immigration into the U.S. from 7 Muslim-majority countries because we got to stop this terrorism. Now, let's go back to 9/11, which you said, and let's go back to the 9/11 Commission report, the little bit that they gave us. Who were the majority of the people that were allegedly the so-called terrorists?
Saudi Arabians.
Was Saudi Arabia on this list that Trump came out with?
Nope.
No. And what happened right after? We all know it. All of a sudden, poof, they put these people on, these Saudis on these airplanes, and bam, zap, they got them out of the country right after 9/11. The whole thing is rigged. Anybody that believes one word that the government puts out is either stupid, ignorant, moronic, or an Obama, Trump, Bush, Clinton lover. They love to be in their relationships that are abusive, because that's all this is. It's an abusive relationship, calling this country a democracy and saying that we have freedom. We have none. And so to answer your question, there's so much going on about 9/11 that we don't know. They won't even release the information from the Warren reports from Kennedy's assassination.
Right.
Keep going back to the Iraq War, to the Vietnam War, to the every damn war from Pearl Harbor.
Right.
The country's run by a small clique of arrogant psychopaths and sociopaths. And it's not only in the United States because, again, John, all things are connected. That's why gold prices are going up. The people around the world with courage and dignity have had enough of these arrogant little boys and girls telling them how to live. So to answer your question, that's the answer. The information's out there. They won't let us have it because crooks and criminals are in charge.
Right. If I may, I summed up 9/11 in 55 seconds. It goes like this. The weather so clear that beautiful day, yet no one dare see beyond what they say. The charges all set with little regret. The planes just attacked to cover their tracks. Most treacherous of crimes betrayed from behind. Most egregious of sins betrayed from within. The grave in the ground holds Flight 93. Though strange as it seems, no bodies are found. The Pentagon flashed a huge fireball, but still haven't seen a plane as its cause. The crime scene's all swept with no protocol, the proof all the way except DNA. And so in the end, the culprits are free to fill carpet bags and take liberties. Have no one to blame except for ourselves by turning our backs, conspirators all. That's it.
Bravo. Good for you. Good for you. Thanks so much, John.
I want to say hello to you also. I have a couple of friends who own the Red Dot up in Hudson.
Oh, Alana.
Yeah, Alana and Patrick.
I know them well. Are you kidding? I hang out there all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, Patty, my boy, is I've known him since I was able to walk. So, great.
I'll tell him John from Jersey.
Yeah, we'll tell him John from Jersey.
What else should I tell him?
We'll just tell him I'm a fanatic about 9/11. They'll know that.
Okay. I hang out there all the time. Go there for brunch. Oh, I know Alana and Patrick very well.
Good. I'm glad. Hopefully I can run into you there.
Oh, yeah. No, I love them. They're terrific people, boy. Oh, what a
okay,
place.
Okay, so
I don't know.
I don't know what. I should have bought gold 20 years ago.
Well, I would suggest to you that right now gold, at where it is, its downside risk, again, I do not give financial advice, is about $150 tops.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because that's what it takes to pull it out of the ground at that level.
Uh-huh.
So they're not going to pull it out of the ground if it goes below that. The upside opportunity to me is over $2,000 an ounce.
Wow.
So thanks again, John, and I'll tell Alana and Patrick that we talked, and it's really a trip, man. And thanks for the great work you're doing.
Listen, my advice is to everyone, try not to get arrested, you know.
Okay. Now we have Richard over here. Hello, Richard from Richmond.
Yeah, are you on?
I'm on.
Okay. Hitler or Hitlery, take your pick, is what you said. So I went with Hitler. After 2.5 weeks with Hitler, I'm reading articles by Hedges and Giroux about how we're rapidly now, almost just rapidly reconfiguring to a 1984 authoritarian state, and we must rise up quickly or we're done. Giroux's article, Combating Trump's Neo-Fascism and the Ghost of 1984, and Make America Ungovernable by Hedges. So I'm starting to feel real bad about voting for Hitler. What's your take on that, on what they're saying?
Oh, I deeply respect Chris Hedges, and I'm very concerned about the militaristic viewpoint of Trump, particularly, you know, how he got into office, and one of the first things he did, allegedly, again, only by the reports, and I don't know the facts, and if they haven't been disputed, but take what happened in Yemen. And they sent this crew in there where they destroyed a village, killed a couple of dozen innocent people, children, hardly made the news, getting in and out of it. And then Trump went over and, you know, bragging about, you know, how brave men and women protecting our nation. It's the same old disgusting line I've heard before. We have no business being there. And then when he comes out and they keep throwing out this line, and it's a talking point, by the way, that you heard coming out about Iran and how, you know, we have to be weary of Iran and you know, they're the greatest terrorist threat in the world. As this Secretary of Defense, John Mattis. Now, remember, this guy Mattis, what is he called? John Mad Dog Mattis. This is a grown-up. This is a man, and he uses the word Mad Dog in the middle of his name. And he said that Iran was, quote, the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. End quote. Oh, yeah, I think the last time they invaded a country was about 200 years ago. Oh, no, they invaded Afghanistan. No, they invaded Iraq. No, I think they started the war in Libya. No, maybe the one in Syria. No, it was Vietnam they started. How about the United States being the single biggest sponsor of terrorism in the world? How about Jimmy Carter, who gave us the Mujahideen to get Russia out of Afghanistan, that became Al-Qaeda? Going back to now taking Trump on the national level, look how he wants the police to have more power and how he keeps trumping it up that we have to, you know, that they could have steal more of our rights. So on that level, I agree with Chris Hedges. And I think that now is the time, and there's no question about it in my mind, that now is the time for a new political movement. There is no Democratic Party. It's a little low-life club like the Republican Party. So, yes, I'm very concerned about where Trump is going in some directions. But then again, it gets confusing. Because look what happened when he came out. And again, that even this guy is on with these clowns like Bill O'Reilly. You know, I was on with Bill O'Reilly once, too, by the way. I was on with O'Reilly, Brian Williams. You know, you name them, Katie Couric, Joan London, all of the ones for the Oprah. I've been on with all of them. If I was president of the United States of America, you think I'd be wasting my time talking to some people that play journalists on TV? So O'Reilly goes after him for coming out and saying that, you know, Putin isn't the biggest killer and that we've killed people too in this country, and all the press piles on Trump for saying that. Trump is 100% right on that. Look at the killing spree Americans have. Look how Obama, quote, "I'm really good at killing people," quoted in the book Double Down, every week was slaughtering people with drones. So Trump confuses me, Richard. And so if I had a choice to vote, and I did not vote because nobody represented my values, I would have sided with you in the sense that we need a new way. But if Trump takes us in a new way of fascism, ain't my way.
Got it. Well, I'll just have close out. Thanks so much with one remark. And I don't know what your take on that is, but if voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us vote.
I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. That you know, the people don't realize the power they have. I was talking about why gold prices are going up. Look at the five-star movement in Italy. Look at the AfD party in Germany. Look at Le Pen's party in France. Look at Geert Wilders' party in the Netherlands. Whether you like them or not, agree or disagree, the people have the power to make the choices, and they keep putting in our minds that there's a big thing going on behind the scenes that, no, it can't happen. And again, I've been with princes, presidents, and prime ministers. They're no different than the guy sitting at the bar and having a drink with. There is nothing behind the curtain. It's in front of our eyes. Going back to Trump, look at the Goldman Sachs gang he brought back in as he campaigned and said something entirely different during the campaign. Mnuchin, Cohen, one after another, Goldman Sachs gang. There's no secret. It's in front of us. And we can defeat them if I believe we build a party based on morality, truth, and respect and dignity. So that's my take on it. Thank you very much, Richard. We got another call in from Dave from Brooklyn.
Gerald, how are you?
Good, Dave.
I didn't vote, but I did make a comment on the air telling people to boycott. You could vote whatever you want, but don't vote for the president. Leave that blank, because they were both unacceptable. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, I agree with that. I think that's an excellent idea, because if we had like a 30% turnout to vote, that would have sent a message. And, you know, what people don't realize, particularly all these people that are protesting Trump and with the marches, some 10 million less people went out to vote in 2016 than they did for Obama in 2008. That's a fact. Some 2 million less women went out to vote for Hillary than voted for Obama in 2012. So I agree with you, Dave.
Well, in 2012, they shouldn't have voted for Obama after the National Defense Authorization Act.
Of course not.
New Year's Eve.
But they're hypocrites.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell you about 9/11, which I did mention last week. Dr. Judy Wood, she knows what happens. She's a physicist. It was directed free energy, and they're hiding that from everybody, called information suppression, so people wouldn't know about this.
Okay.
There's supposed to be seismic activity after all that steel and concrete would hit the ground. It would make a seismic. It barely registered. And
What I would suggest is to let people know where they could go to find this information.
I think
so they
could
look
website.
It up. And you know the motto of the Trends Journal, Trends Research Institute, is think for yourself. So
yeah.
Where can they go to find this?
She probably has a website, Dr. Judy Wood. I saw the presentation because I got it from BAI. I think it cost like $75 or something like that.
Okay.
And she wasn't allowed to present it in this country. Wonder why.
Should
have gone
to
England. Had to go to England to do it.
Yep.
And it's irrefutable.
Okay.
The buildings turned to dust in midair.
No, I look, you know me, I'm open to anything. So thank you very much, Dave. And I really appreciate it. And I really suggest people go look up that information to find out more about it. And I'm going to look it up as well. Now, what do we say? We still have Richard. Is there a comment here? No. Okay. Hello. All right. So let me move on here. And I want to talk about gold again and tying things together and looking at the geopolitical situation. I read that quote from Mathis about how we have to worry about Iran. They're the greatest terrorist threat, the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Remember that. That was the end of last week. And then you heard one little puppet after another in the administration repeat the same exact talking point, including little Eddie Munster, who likes to call himself Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. How about Speaker of Crap, Speaker of the House? This little nothing of a boy. All repeating the same line over and over to get us to hate Iran. So now, let's look what's going on. Well, here, let me read you some more quotes. The international community has been too tolerant of Iran. It's bad behavior, said Michael T. Flynn, the president's national security advisor. Listen to that language, bad behavior. Oh, mommy, daddy, I'll be good. Your teacher, oh, your son has bad behavior. What kind of garbage is this? It's propaganda garbage. The Trump administration will no longer tolerate Iran's provocations that threaten our interests. Huh. How dare they threaten our interests? What are our interests? What are our interests that Iran is threatening, Johnny? Oh, I know. I remember Trump said we should have gone in Iraq and stole their oil. Yeah. A kafan. The Iranians have largely complied with every provision of the so-called deal that Trump is against, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Oh, yeah, but they support terrorist groups like Hezbollah. Yeah, and so do a lot of other people, because Hezbollah came about because Israel attacked and invaded Lebanon. Capisce? And a lot of countries do not call Hezbollah a terrorist group, but because of the United States ties to Israel, they do. So, what's going on? Very simple. It's about Iran and Israel, and those the United States interests. We're demonizing Iran because of Iran's threat as Israel sees it, because they will not accept what Israel is doing. And what's Israel doing? Well, as the United States is complaining about Iran taking actions that threaten our interests, there's virtual silence on Israel's continuing stealing of Palestinian land. That's right. Some 4,000 settlements in Palestinian-occupied territory. This is land that they occupied in 1967. And I'm tired of this word settlements. How about calling them real estate or condominium developments? Because that's all they are. Settlements. What am I, 6 years old? And it gets better than that. A few days ago, Israel passed a law where they can now steal all the Palestinian land that they want. Yep. And you know why? Because God gave it to them. That's right. They just passed this law. So the law gets passed. And what does Netanyahu do? He rails out against Iran. Tie it all together. Rather than addressing the issue that Israel is in violation of international law, we make Iran our threat, and they ignore that issue. That's another reason why gold prices are going up. The destabilization going on in the Middle East, and now ratcheted up by Israel's expropriation of Palestinian land. Steal what they want. Now, when the Palestinians fight back, you know what they are, right? They is terrorists. Yeah, because, again, God was a real estate agent, and the Bible is a land deed, and that land belongs to Israel. So, there you go. Dave from Alberta. Come in, Dave. Yep.
Just for your information, I've been around the sun 82 times, and I'm addressing the gold situation. Don't you think that this has happened so many times before, that as soon as the price of gold gets to a danger point for the establishment, that they will just print up a ton of paper gold and dump it on the market and smash the price again?
Yes, absolutely, you're right. They'll keep smashing the price every time it goes too high. You're 100% correct.
So where does your optimism for gold come in?
Because what you just said is still a false and a temporary relief from the reality of it. Because at some point it's going to explode. Now we're talking now basically in North America. Now let's suppose you live in Turkey and you just saw your lira devalue to all-time lows. Would you rather hold gold, even though they're going to drive down the price? It's still worth a lot more than that worthless currency you had. Or if you live in Venezuela, Argentina, or Mexico. So it's still a safe haven asset. Will it hit the top and then not be dropped down again? Highly unlikely. It will be pushed down. But even as it's being pushed down, what's it being pushed down from? Remember when it was $35 an ounce in 1971? And what is it now? Nearly $1,250.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they could keep knocking it down, but it's not going away.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Okay.
Thanks for your information,
Dave.
Gerald.
And we got Eve from Edgewater.
Hi, Gerald.
Hello there.
Yeah, it's like the World Wrestling Federation is taking over the U.S. government. But
that's the presidential reality show.
I just wanted to remind people that Gary Null, who I'm sure has plenty to do with his time, took the time to make a seven-hour special on 9/11, which was played on 9/11 just past September. And it was seven parts with seven different speakers, and they all gave their rundown on what took place on 9/11/2001. And particularly in the sixth part, I'm sorry I don't remember the man's name that spoke in the sixth hour, but he mentioned the asbestos problem was so bad in those buildings, the buildings were about to be condemned, which would have left the Port of Authority holding the bag. And then Larry Silverstein got into the act, who owned building number 7, and got it insured. He leased the building for 99 years, and he only had to put up a few $100 million. He had plenty of cash, and he got the buildings insured in case of terrorist attack in the year 2000, 1 year before the planes crashed into the building. And the judge ruled that each building was a separate terrorist attack, and he got paid for both buildings, $4.5 billion. He only had to put up a couple of $100 million. And then his building number 7 went down, and no plane even touched it. So all of that information is given on the 9/11. I'm sure you can find it in the archives. And Gary Null did a great service to us, and he does it every day. And I just want to thank him and thank you and all the hosts and all the guests for all the information you give out. It's well worth everybody to contribute to this station for all this fine journalism that goes on here.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm sure Gary does, too. Yeah, nobody does what Gary Null does. I mean, there's a guy, he puts his money and time where his mouth is, as we do as well, with our work. But Gary, stands on his own. As a matter of fact, when I was going back in the 80s, in the early 80s, a friend of mine, Gary Abitelli, a real great old lifetime friend, was the first person to introduce me to Gary Null. And that's where I started learning about really health and nutrition at levels that I never knew before. And again, Gary goes way beyond that. So he is a true, again, when people say that you can't do anything to change things, you don't have to look any further than Gary Null. One man of courage makes a majority. Andrew Jackson, Gary Null. So thank you very much for calling. Tying back into what I was saying and starting this about gold, because our system of trend forecasting is called globalnomic, and it means making connections between different fields. And that's what we're doing today in making these connections, these globalnomic connections. So I talked about what's going on in Israel with their new land-grabbing deal. Again, now, by the way, I don't want anybody to call me an anti-Semite. I'm tired of that cheap line, too. Yeah, my last three girlfriends were Jewish. There you go. What a bunch of cheap lines out. Anytime you call a criminal, a thief, you get called a name for it. So save it. I don't want to hear it. Just like I don't want to hear that all Italians belong to the mafia. Capisce? So save your anti-Semite baloney for somebody else. I'm calling the facts here. And the fact is that Israel is in violation of international law, and they keep getting away with it. And I don't want my money going there. I don't want it going to Italy either, or Ireland, or anywhere. I want it to go to Camden, to Flint, to the people in the USA. So making the connections between different fields. Now let's move on. Let's go to Ukraine. That's right. Ready to explode. That civil war is heating up. Yes, you remember Ukraine. We have to hate them Russians, don't we? Yeah, because wasn't it, after all, the Russians that overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych back in 2014? Those dirty Russians. Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait, it was those neocons under Hillary Clinton. Yeah, Victoria Nuland. Well, that's right. You could go Google it up on YouTube. December 2013, Victoria Nuland, Washington Press Club. The United States spent $5 billion of our dollars to bring democracy to Ukraine. Yeah, you remember, huh? And little John McCain insane, passing out cookies and chocolates to the people out there protesting in Maidan Square? Oh, yeah. Forgot that, huh? Look at the... Oh, I remember Victoria Nuland said the path for Ukraine is Europe. And the path set forth by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the International Mafia Federation. Look what great shape Ukraine is in, huh? Yeah. A severe depression. And now that war is heating up. It all goes back to gold. It all goes back to gold. The safe haven asset. And some Dave from Alberta said, every time the price goes up, boom, they knock it down with all those naked shorts on the commodity markets, that paper gold. He's right. But it still is the safe haven asset. And the same thing with Bitcoin, by the way. We don't know where Bitcoin's going to go. You know, I'm very hesitant on that. I'd rather own gold, just only speaking for myself, than Bitcoin, because the government could, as Dave pointed out, look how they knocked down the price of gold. They could really, really destroy Bitcoin very, very, very quickly. So that's where we're at with that. And then we're looking at a globalnomic situation where there's discontent around the world. And it's not going to go away. But that doesn't mean that we all have to stop living and that we have to live in fear. You know, unless they drop the big one and pulverize us, yeah, life's going to go on. So what we're telling people is to play the Trump card. There's opportunities abound, not only here, but throughout the world. People are looking for new directions. They're tired of the old. They want the new. Look what's going on even, you know, with this Lady Gaga. All of a sudden, she has a new role as the face of Tiffany City Hardware, the first collection from the iconic American jeweler since 2014. And of course, she was at the Super Bowl. But look at the change going on. Again, you take it for what it is. It's not what you like or dislike. There's a move toward elegance. The hipster style has had its time and its place. Again, not good or bad, right or wrong. What is? Play the trump card. Move up. Embrace elegance. The interesting thing, though, about the Lady Gaga is that when they talk about it, you know, it's a reminiscent, they say, between an Audrey Hepburn and a Marilyn Monroe. In one image, Gaga perches on the director's chair holding Asia, one of her beloved French bulldogs, and wearing just a pair of black cigarette trousers, black heels, and a cream shirt. In another snapshot, she resembles Audrey Hepburn. Surely no mistake. She's another icon whose name is forever linked to Tiffany Brand. In a black polo neck framed by a pair of sculptural drop earrings. Huh, Audrey Hepburn, they mentioned Marilyn Monroe. How about something original? How about not looking back and only looking forward? And taking the best of the past and moving it forward. Was this ever an idyllic society? Far from it. Nostalgia is a distorted view of history. But there were positives along with the negatives. And that's what this is about right now. It's an open field. It's Trump time. Play that Trump card. He does what he wants. Like him, dislike him. Want him out, want him in. Not the issue. The issue is to recognize the opportunities that are available. I've said this before. I will say it again to drive home the point. Trump didn't only beat Clinton, he beat Obama. Obama campaigned more than any other candidate, sitting president, for an oncoming candidate. That's a fact. He didn't only beat Clinton and Obama. He beat Hollywood. The Spielbergs, the Katzenbergs, the Cloonies, the De Niros, still shooting their mouths off and getting nowhere fast. Why didn't people listen to Hollywood? Because they're tired of it. Do they still have their core group that follows them? Yes, but shrinking. Fill the gap. It's ready to be filled. They beat Silicon Valley. That's right. Trump beat Silicon Valley. That's a fact. No two ways about it. Look at one of our top trends for 2017. And if you want to look at more of them, trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com, the only place where you'll find history before it happens. And if you can't afford the $99 a year for the Trends Journal, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News, Trends Monthly, we have a discount request page because we know people are having a tough time. Going back, Silicon Valley, Rust Belt 2.0. Now I'm going to read you again. This is all connected from yesterday's Financial Times. Europe's chance to dominate deep tech. Like so many other European entrepreneurs at the start of the century, it goes on to say how these entrepreneurs that went to Silicon Valley are now going to Europe. And that according to Atomico reports, highlights Europe boasts 5 of the world's top 10 computer science institutions. There are some 4.7 million professional developers in Europe, compared with 4.1 million in the U.S. Again, I'm saying this, Trump beats Silicon Valley because Silicon Valley has become one-dimensional. New opportunities. New opportunities in the entertainment field, as I said, he beat the Beyoncés, the Jay-Zs, the Springsteens, and the Bon Jovis, the Cloonies and the De Niros. The multimedia, mainstream media, excuse me, he beat them. The opportunities exist for you to fill the vacuum. There is no excuse. The future is in your hands. You can either drop it or let somebody else run it for you. I was not put on this earth to take orders from, I can't use the word on this show. That's the way I look at it, man. I'm not here for anybody else's trip. I don't tell people what to do, and I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I can create my own future. I don't need someone to create it for me. And I believe you can, too. And the more people that do, the freer we will become. And again, the vacuum I'm talking about exists. It's in front of us. There is no denying it. There is no political institution anymore that's controlling this country. Trump is in control. Go back to the facts. The Republican Party wouldn't support him less than a month before Election Day. The Democratic Party, there's nothing there. Little Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Not-So-Feinstein. One dope after another. Look at the Republicans. Little Lindsey Graham, John Insane McCain, Mitch who, McConnell? There's nothing there. You're there. This is the time to create like I've never seen before in my life. It's a wide open show. Buy local, no, buy American. Made with pride in America. Stamp it, sell it, and make it happen. I'm up here in Kingston, New York, about 90 miles north of New York City. We used to have the Kingston Shirt Factory. How about bringing it back? I'll buy my shirts from them. And I'll buy my shoes from all those companies in America that used to make them here. I want to buy a beautiful Italian jacket. You bet I do. And I love that prosciutto. Can't get it like they make it over there. And if I want a great bottle of French wine, whew, where do I go for that? I know, Napa's got some great stuff. But you know, wine is wine. Prosciutto is prosciutto. So the future's in your hands. This is Gerald Celente. This is Trends This Week. And this is your future. It's in your hands. You own it. Thank you very much for tuning in. Sempre può calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia bande, se è baccalata, picchia me. Mamma dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. A cannoli in his hand. If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh,